G'day, I'm Edie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Researchers have constructed and tested a solid-state fluorescent sensor loaded on filter paper to measure the rate of spoilage in seafood. It's hoped the device created by Flinders University can provide cost benefits for the entire sector. To find out a little bit more about how it works, rural reporter Sophie Clark caught up with Professor Jian Quinn.
In the seafood market, consumers really worry about whether the seafood is fresh or not. And some spoilage seafood must be on the market. Well, sometimes unless you smell it or you taste it, you won't know whether this is spoiled or not. And we try to develop an easy, quick solution because some spoiled food, seafood, will have some smell. And then we detect a special sensor, which is very sensitive. And then those smelly will be absorbed by a special filter paper. And the filter paper will absorb those smell, and then we can use those the filter paper and test it and the fluorescence microscope or just fluorescence light. And if the paper absorb some of this bad gas, and then we can tell. And the seafood is not fresh anymore. So this is all my research about.
Fantastic. Obviously, it's something that we did need to look into. You know, we can obviously get quite sick from bad seafood. So I understand you've been trying this on Atlantic salmon, but it can be applied to other seafood, of course.
Yes, that's because all the seafood, they will produce a special smell. It's called a biogenic amines. So it's just like this particular smell we have, and then this particular filter paper can detect or can absorb those gases.
Yeah, I guess it's about detecting those gases, as you mentioned, through the filter to avoid food spoilage. I know food spoilage does account for a great deal of seafood production loss, so this could go a long way, potentially.
Yeah, so if we have this kind of these strips put into the bag of the seafood in the package, and then in order to test whether it's fresh or not, we just put under fluorescence light. And then if the strip has got some fluorescence emission, this means we really need to be careful about the quality.
It's certainly a better way than not taste testing it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've trialled this on Atlantic salmon, as we've discussed. I guess what's next?
Oh, yes. We just found this phenomenon we can detect. And then now next one is we try to put this into commercialized so that it will be make a cheaper strip and then just together with the package, seafood package, and then we can hopefully to find a better easy way for the consumers or the managers to tell the quality of their seafood.
That's rural reporter Sophie Clark there, speaking with Flinders University Professor Jian Quinn. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. Now, don't forget, if you'd like to get in contact, you've got an opinion on that, or you've got a story you'd like to share, feel free to send me through an email. The address, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.